Samuel Davis is joining us, and you are a defense attorney in Buffalo, and thank you so much for being here. And joining me as well is Buffalo News education reporter Deidre Williams. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What do you believe is the one most important driving issue right now in the city school district?
The classroom dynamic. We need to have greater cultural intelligence, cultural sensitivity training within the classroom dynamic. Everything is governed by what happens between the teacher and the student, in my estimation. So we have to make sure that we equip our teachers across the board to do what they need to do in the classroom, to implement those strategies with which they've learned over the course of time and through their training. And additionally, we need to make sure that they understand and are able to readily identify different phenomena that the children may be experiencing that affect the way they learn.
Do you see that something that the board would try to accomplish and include in funding and put in the budget as well?
Well, once we acknowledge that the social, emotional health and welfare of children is quite germane to the educational process, then we can start thinking and start doing things which will allow that to happen. But first you have to acknowledge a thing before you can work to fix it.
You believe Superintendent Pamela Brown should be retained. Why?
At this point, largely it's become symbolic in the minds of many. It's not even about her anymore. I believe personally she should be retained because I would like to see what fruit will come from the labor that she's put forth so far. I don't feel as a voter that I've had the opportunity to really see her execute her plan without any inhibitions, if you will. You've had roadblock after roadblock, people from different sectors of the community complaining about her performance. She inherited some things. There's been a lot of dysfunction for a long time, and when you're trying to fix problems that have been around for a long time, there has to be some time allotted for your plan to take place. I've heard it said that Say Yes to Buffalo, which I find to be an excellent program, actually spoke with some of their representatives recently. They look for changes based on their program implementation or system implementation in about year three. She's only been there for 2 years, I believe. So I think she should be allowed to move forward and execute her plan for the remainder of her contract. And then we look and see what she's done and what level of efficacy she's had. It's premature right now, and it makes me wonder why this big push. Is it because she's reluctant to release monies to different entities outside of the district? I'm not sure. But it's quite curious to me that, you know, this year, this point in time has to be it. It confuses me.
But do you see some of those missteps that were made with hiring uncertified administrators, returning Mary Gwynn as interim deputy superintendent, as missteps along the way that...
Well, I'm in the process of looking at what actual accomplishments these women have had. And I know there have been, we were labeling them as uncertified. I'm not sure if they're unqualified, but I'm not one to really listen to sound bites and say, oh, look what you did. I'm a researcher. And so I want to see exactly what it is that they did that was wrong. How can it be improved? That conversation really is not germane to the kids. And I like to talk about how can we improve the situation of the children. So while there have been HR missteps, perhaps, there have been administrative missteps, perhaps, we cannot allow that conversation to distract us from the task at hand, which is making sure that all the children's learning levels go up. And so I refuse to be distracted by red herrings and things of that sort.
Sam, you're relatively unknown in the political scene, and mm-hmm. from what I understand, you gathered more petition signatures than other candidates. Mm-hmm. How do you explain getting such a swell of support?
Well, I'm largely unknown with regard to political pundits, and I'm a criminal defense attorney. So I help people through what perhaps many times are the worst moments in their lives. I'm a former teacher. When I first graduated from law school, I taught at Seneca Vocational, a substitute taught, and so many of my students have grown up. While I haven't been a politician since I've been here, I have helped in political campaigns. I'm somewhat politically astute, but I don't claim to know all, the eternal student, if you will. But I've helped, and I've engaged in public service, if you will. And so people remember the assistance that I gave them, and they wanted to help me out because they think I have a good heart and somewhat of a sharp mind, if you will.
You have close ties to the majority on the school board. For instance, Florence Johnson, who has been a school board member for more than 20 years and is not seeking re-election, has pretty much hand-picked you and groomed you a little bit to take her seat. Now, if elected, how do you think you will align yourself in terms of that majority on the board?
Well, my ultimate goal is to make sure that I'm accessible to everyone on the board. This tug of war, this majority on the board, I mean, when we talk about the majority on the board, we're talking about who wants to keep Dr. Brown and who wants to get rid of her. But once again, I don't want to really get caught in that. I mean, I've made my decision thus far about what I want to see in terms of Dr. Brown's tenure. But the larger picture, the big picture is, what are we going to do about the classroom dynamic? What are we going to do for our children that are falling behind, that have needs outside of what we traditionally think are the roles of, the, of educators? They have needs greater than that, and they don't have the support structure in any other area of their life but the school. So that's what I'm focusing on. How to make sure that our children are able to compete. Our city is once again poised to be an international city. We're growing, and I just want to make sure that our children and our grandchildren are able to partake in this new wave of prosperity that we have in the area. That's my focus.
Sam, we're close to running out of time, but I did want to ask you, you did not submit your campaign finance reports on time. Why not?
I'll admit, I didn't want to be embarrassed by not making the ballot. I focused on trying to get on the ballot. I did everything pretty much out of pocket. I think I spent like $570. I've begun to now start taking in monies that it looks like I'm going to be able to remain on the ballot. So now, you know, you can go to my website, my Facebook page, and I'm actively taking donations at this point because I understand that it's going to cost quite a bit of money to, you know, get airtime, and I've got to do signs and mailers and things like that. It's a learning process for me in terms of the political component. I've really just been focused on how do we fix this problem inside of the classroom. That's what I've been worried about, but you know, you've got to be at the table to be a part of the discussion, as I've been told. So,
we just have 30 seconds. Any quick follow-up, Deidre, that you'd like to?
Yes, very quickly. You've cited educational programs that work outside of Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Why do you believe these programs would be good for Buffalo?
Well, and you know, it's been said, I am a Chicago native, and I feel so at home at Buffalo because there's a Midwestern feel here. And we have a post-industrial economy here, like in Chicago. And now that we have this shift towards our economy is growing, you see a lot of development taking place. Well, we had this happen in Chicago. And what we're seeing is a lot of the children who are left out of the conversation.
Davis, we're going to have to interrupt you, unfortunately. We are out of time with our interview. Samuel Davis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Sorry I talked too much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm.